recovered from Father's Day yet?
Just another day. Oh, the kids come over and we had a big meal. And that's enough Father's Day for me.
Jerry and I were talking yesterday, and we didn't hear you on the air. We were figuring you were still recovering from the Father's Day meal from the day before. We figured you were still, you know, out of it.
Good, all right. We were probably out in the yard most of the day. Rusty, we were changing the chicken's watering system and cleaning it, and Bernice was out there too, and cleaning the hen house, and all kinds of things in the yard.
Been doing too much work in my yard yesterday at all. They started work on my road, and they were stirring up dirt and dust and everything in the air so bad yesterday. You know, I went outside to check on something, and when I did, I walked back in the house and looked through my glasses, and they were so coated with dust and dirt on them, I was having trouble seeing inside the house, you know?
Inside a net, that's for darn sure. Oh, I just got done with breakfast and cleaning up the dishes and coming over here to look at the computer a little bit and order some probiotics and I'm going to look for some belts. I got a gift card for Cabela's and I'm going to get some belts for my knife sharpener.
Sounds good. Sounds like that'll give you something to do today to keep you from getting bored and all, because it's supposed to be mostly a wet day today. And all, I got up this morning and looked at my rain gauge, and I had emptied it yesterday. And overnight or early this morning, because I heard it raining about 5 o'clock this morning, I had a half inch of rain in my rain gauge already this morning from today's rain.
200s. And that was it. It was kind of spotty. But a couple of days ago, we got a little over 3.2 inches. So, not hurting for rain right now. 75 degrees and 81% humidity out there. And I don't think the temperature's going to get too high today, but the air's going to feel rather oppressive, as they say.
Yeah, they're only calling for a high of 77 today, so. And I'm out running around, and I'm running the air conditioning inside the car just to, you know, so I can breathe. It's that thick out here this morning, so. Anyway, well, I'll tell you what, I've reached my intermediate stop. I got to run in here into the food line and pick me up some stuff to make salad. I'm going to start eating me some salad for the next few days. I've got some Swiss cheese at home I can chop up. I've got some ham at home I can chop up and put that in it. But need to get me some greens and some tomatoes to go with it. So anyway, I'll be back in a few minutes. W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Have a good day. This is Gerald T.R.
HGX. Hey, Tom. How are you today?
How you doing? Have you figured out a plan as to how you're going to get drop shipped up to St. Louis yet?
Still trying to work out all the details on that, but it'll either happen or I'll drive up there and find somebody to throw in this excursion with me and let them drive it back.
About flying, flights are real cheap right now. You can fly up there, rent a car, and go out and pick it up, and just leave the car there.
And the car is the problem. Even when I have to fly into St. Louis, and then he's in 2 hours. So renting a car is the problem. So I don't know what's going to happen or how I'm going to do it yet.
Well, is there, like Enterprise, back up in Kansas? We had an Enterprise even in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and so you could rent a car at KCI, for example, and you could leave the car down there. Is there a small town where you could leave the car at another dealer of that type?
They'll let you do one way to certain places. The Enterprise or the other rental car companies right now won't let you do one way to small towns because then they lose the cars. They can't get them back or they have to pay to have them transported back. Renting a car right now is a challenge.
That on TV, that it is. I don't know the why of it. I guess because so many people's traveling now. Anytime there's a high demand, there's also a high price, of course.
The problem stems from back last year when the shutdowns occurred. They started selling off cars because they weren't renting them out. Well, now they can't get cars to replace them because we have no computer chips, and we can't build those cars to get them out there for them to rent. So therein lies the problem right now for them.
Yeah, I've heard about the computer chips, too. Oh, boy. Things are not going particularly well, are they? Oh, man. Well, they just need to print more money. That's all there is to it, and give it away.
For HK Friday, yeah, that'll solve all of our problems. I'm being sarcastic, Tom.
They're already giving them so much on unemployment that they don't want to go to work and get off of that. And then they're going to give them $250 a month per child for, I don't know what for. It's crazy. They definitely ain't going to go back to work. It's kind of like a coyote. You feed him down there at one place, pretty soon he'll forget about hunting. He'll just come down there and eat.
I was listening to radio this morning. They were giving some statistics on that. And they said South Carolina was paying out $60 million a week in unemployment. And they figure about 30% of that was going to fraudulent claims.
It's a crazy world out there right now. And they keep it up, there won't be any more democracy, Patrick. Anyways, get off my high horse here. Look at Amazon here and order a couple of things and then take advantage of this Amazon day. And I think you get a $10 coupon back or something. I'm not particularly worried about that, but might as well take advantage of it if you really need something.
Get all you can get, because we're going to need all the help we can get with our prices going up the way they are.
Over at Sam's and Costco's that high-end meats, like the, and all of them, I'm sure, but we were looking at some steaks one time for Father's Day, and we decided to go with fish, but the filet mignons had raised $3 a pound here in the last month.
It was probably to do to that the meat packing plants that got hacked back about a month ago, and it shut them down for about a week, so now you're having to deal with the meat shortage. I mean, you can't dream this stuff up, or I can't.
A while back, there was a pork shortage, too. And I don't know. We had plenty of ribs for the whatever the holiday was before that. When the kids come over one weekend, we hadn't seen them very much, and we had barbecued ribs and that. And it was around that around Memorial Day, I guess, and they were pretty short, but that's to be expected, I think. But we already had them, so it didn't turn out to be a problem.
I've just been doing the best I can with what I got and move on from there. So I don't know what we're going to do with this country anymore, though.
Yeah, to that I would have to agree with you. Well, I'm glad you're getting your truck anyways. That's wonderful, and they got it outfitted the way you wanted.
I'm excited about it. Nervous at the same time, but we're going to make the best of it and do what we can. But hey, what kind of deals you been finding on Amazon Prime Day there. Anything good?
I'm going to order some of these pills, these probiotics that we take regularly. And it wasn't anything special. Patrick, I got to run for a few minutes. I got something I got to do here. And I'll catch you down the line, 73. Is this in 02R?
Bernice, have a good day. If I don't talk to you again, 73's to you. KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear.
In 02R, in for AQ.
How you doing today?
Just got in the car. Heard you on. I'm not sure if the other station is signing. Just got my teeth cleaned. So, driving home. I've only got about 3 or 4 minutes left. I'll say hello.
Well, Maury, I hope you got over your cold. Patrick's on there, and I got to run, Bill, because I got to catch the mailman out here right quick. So I'll turn you over to Patrick. This is N0TR. 73, Bill.
For HKX, Bill, I'm still here, but I'm in a little bit of a scratchy area now.
Fine. And, okay, Tom, Bernice, I'm 73 to you. And, yeah, I'm pretty much on the mend from the cold, right? You know, I've got a little bit of sinus congestion. I take care of that with some nasal spray. Other than that, I feel pretty good. Well, Patrick, I'm not sure where you are, but you're coming in good here. I'm on East Georgia Road. This is a bad location, typically, for this repeater. So if you need some more oomph, I can always up the power, so over.
I can make you out. It's just got a little static with it. It's probably me. I'm over here in Cherrydale, so I'm close to Paris Mountain. I may be getting into the shadow.
I upped the power just a little bit. I was running about 5 watts. I'm probably up around 25 now. Okay, yeah, I know exactly where you are. Over there near Cherrydale. I haven't been over there for a while, though. But I just got my teeth cleaned. Boy, my mouth feels great. I always love it after I get out of there. And they've got a new hygienist. The one I had been going to for years retired. I guess people do retire. And so I got another person in there. She's really good. I like her a lot. So that was a pleasant experience. And so I look forward to it again next time. Over.
Something you don't hear very often is going to the dentist is a pleasant experience, but yeah, I'm with you on liking to have my teeth cleaned. I like to make sure they're clean and always enjoy that afterwards.
I've never been really minded going to the dentist, even when I had fillings and stuff. I always use Novocaine or whatever they had. It's been virtually painless, whatever they've done. I've had crowns and all my wisdom teeth extracted, and I've had a lot of stuff done. But I've never really minded it. I just never really experienced any pain, so I haven't minded it.
Yeah, I had all 4 of my wisdom teeth pulled about 3 years ago now. So, and it wasn't, I was out for a day with it, and then I was right back at it. Took a little bit to eat anything hard and crunchy, but other than that, not a problem.
Well, it has to do with the dentist, the surgeon that does that. I had all mine taken out when I was in the Army, expense paid. And the dentist that took it out was an Army dentist, but I knew him. He was a ham radio operator, and I knew him before I went. Actually, they had me go from the dental facility where I was normally supposed to go over to this guy's facility that was on base, Clear Cross Base, and he did it for me there. And right after surgery, I was playing cards with him and a couple of the other doctors over there. Anyway, let me go. I've got to run inside real quick. I got to get inside. I've got to get in there and take care of business. So I'll say 73. Thank you very much for the quick chat, Patrick, and for IQ.
Yeah, I need to get off here myself. I'm getting ready to go and get me some lunch. KO4 ATX, and I'll be clear.
Patrick, KO4 NAP.
How are you today, KO4 ATX?
We're here, can't complain. How about yourself?
Nothing to complain about. Missed you this morning on the radio.
Early, so I drinking coffee about time as y'all hit the air. But I heard you in there. Just wanted to say, hey, you go eat your lunch, and I got to go get a part for my truck. For some odd reason, it likes to short out the sockets for the headlights. So you be careful. Have a good one, and hopefully catch you in the morning, KM4 and AP clear.
Be careful out there and have a good afternoon, and I'll catch you in the morning, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Tango Mobile.